The political storm around British intelligence about Iraq's weapons program intensified today. Police in central England found the dead body of a man fitting the description of a missing weapons expert who's been at the center of the debate. Police tentatively identified the man as David Kelly, a 59-year-old former weapons inspector. Kelly was in the spotlight in England this week when he faced a grilling before Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee. He had been named as the primary source for an incendiary BBC report claiming the British government doctored evidence on Iraq's weapons program to justify the war. Joining us now for more on this story is Jeff McAllister, London Bureau Chief for Time Magazine. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Nice to be here.
Where was the body found, and what have police said about the cause of death?
The police have not said anything about the cause of death. It was found in a field not too far, apparently, from Mr. Kelly's home in Oxfordshire, about 60 miles from London.
Why do they believe that this is Mr. Kelly?
Well, he's missing, for one, and this is a very unusual behavior for him. He apparently left his house on an inclement day for a walk without wearing an overcoat, and the body has clothing that matches the clothing that Dr. Kelly was wearing when he left the house.
Dr. Kelly was at the center of this heated debate in England over charges that the government may have doctored intelligence reports. Jeff, what was at the center of this debate, and what information was Dr. Kelly said to have provided to a reporter?
There are essentially two fundamental questions. One is the allegation that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction ready for deployment within 45 minutes, which the journalist involved from the BBC, Andrew Gilligan, claimed was inserted into the September dossier that Blair used to make the case for war against Iraq over the objections of the intelligence agencies and at the behest of Alistair Campbell, Prime Minister Blair's Director of Communications. And the other was when asked, who is changing various items in the intelligence assessments, there was a one-word answer, which was Campbell, again, Alistair Campbell. So that is what Kelly is supposed to have told Gilligan, but which he denied before the Foreign Affairs Committee he had put in such stark terms.
And just to be clear here, Alistair Campbell is Prime Minister Blair's communications minister.
Communications director, that's right, and a longtime kind of first aide and most important advisor.
Who fingered Dr. Kelly as the source of this report?
Well, he fingered himself, and in fact, there is some controversy about the degree to which he was the source for it. The Foreign Affairs Committee concluded that he was not the source, most likely. He may have contributed to some degree. The journalist involved refuses to discuss who his source or sources may or may not be. Dr. Kelly himself said it appeared after his testimony that he was not the source. However, I think a lot of people here think that he may have been the source or certainly an important contributing part of this story.
Where does the investigation go from here? And with this dramatic and actually quite tragic turn of events, how will this affect the Blair government?
Well, it's very difficult to tell. I think this has put the whole debate about weapons of mass destruction in a new plane. I think after the speech that Prime Minister Blair gave to the Congress last night, which was seen as a fairly successful speech, he's then going off to Asia for 5 days. There was this helpful announcement, as far as the British are concerned, that the U.S. government was suspending the military trials of two British citizens in Guantanamo. Parliament has just gone out of session. So I think the hope of the government was a lot of this weapons of mass destruction flap would sort of die away. Now we have a huge return and a tragedy which makes it accessible and pungent to people in a way that it hasn't been before.
So it appears that Prime Minister Blair will not be able to put this story behind him anytime soon.
No, I think we're guaranteed that this is going to rumble along for a good time to come.
Jeff McAllister is London Bureau Chief for Time Magazine. Jeff, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.